Out and about in Western agriculture, Pacific Gas and Electric is holding energy workshops to inform the ag community on incentives and rebates available for efficient upgrades. Education Manager for the Advanced Pumping and Efficiency Program at the Center for Irrigation Technology at Fresno State, Bill Green, informed growers that PG&E will subsidize the cost of an efficiency test on their well pump.
We've tested over 30,000 pumps under this program for the last 10, 12 years, and over 33% of them are under 50% efficiency, which is considered generally kind of poor. There's some exceptions to that, but basically that's, as a general rule, a third of the pumps that we've tested are not very good, and only a small percentage of those have probably actually been repaired.
Green says the program is paid into by every PG&E customer, and usually the entire cost of the test is covered. PG&E also offers incentives through the program to make the upgrades necessary after the test, something Green says is just an added bonus after a few years.
There's a lot of room for improvement, and when growers actually realize this and they find out that they can probably pay for that repair within 3 years' time, that's not even counting the incentive PG&E gives, that's just straight energy savings, that they can really pay for that work in no time. The best incentive is the actual energy savings. The incentive is a nice little bump. We've all paid into it on our PG&E bills, and that's where the money comes from these public purpose charge. And so why not get access to that money? And hopefully, maybe it'll drive us to move a little bit sooner. That's what the incentive is for, to try to drive a farmer to do work sooner than later.
The program has been so popular that the funding available is dwindling, and if farmers want to move forward with pump upgrades after the test, they need to plan ahead.
We've gone through pretty close to our allotment, and PG&E has actually put additional money into the program. It probably will still run short of tests before the end of the year. The new program year starts next year, so it's a new cycle. The farmers must understand right now the pump companies are so busy that it's probably at least a several month wait, maybe 6 months before they'll get any but action. So plan for next winter already right now.
In for Sabrina Hill, I'm Taylor Hillman for California's Real Farm Radio, AgNetWest.com.